Over 400 arrests were made during Operation Rio Grande's first week of enforcement, including 32 felony arrests and 52 felony arrests with warrants. The increased police presence has had watch groups, including the ACLU, concerned about possible rights violations. Pamela Atkinson, a homeless advocate with the First Presbyterian Church, speaking at a press conference Wednesday, says police have followed through on their promise to respect the rights of homeless citizens.
They have seen that help is here because of the people standing behind me and many others who have contributed. As we move from taking care of the lawlessness and remove the criminals, we're now moving into phase two of the treatment and the services that are available.
Phase two involves expanded homeless access to rehab and behavioral treatment. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams promised 241 more treatment beds available within the year, as well as a new specialty drug court.
We will begin a new specialty court that will be linked to the new treatment beds. A key aspect of this court is that we will connect eligible individuals to recovery support quickly. For the first time, clients will be screened for the program while still in jail, and in under 2 weeks, they will be connected to a structured, carefully monitored treatment program.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Dennis Stock in Logan.